我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早。
We're so glad you can be able to join us for our outdoor worship.
You may be seated. 大家请坐。我们很高兴大家可以一起在参加我们这次的户外敬拜。
So when I was in elementary school, I had a friend who was always the biggest and who was always the tallest in the class.
当我上小学的时候呢，我有一个朋友，他总是那个最高最壮的一个人。
And he was very good at football.
他美式橄榄球非常好。
And he always had everyone pass the ball to him during football.
在球场上，他总是每个队员都会把球传给他。
And he can be able to outrun everyone when playing football.
在他拿到球的时候，他跑得比别人都快。
Now compared to him, I'm very small and very short.
但跟他比的话，我就又小又矮。
So no one wanted to pass the ball to me.
没有人想把球发给我。
Even though I was weak and small compared to him, I still respected him.
虽然我跟他相比，我又小又矮，但是我对他很敬拜、崇拜。
I was in awe. I was amazed by who he was.
我很崇拜他这个样子，他有这样的能力。
Now, there are many people in our lives who we can be able to respect or be in awe of.
所以看到我们生活中间有很多的人，我们可能对他们很崇拜。
People who work very hard.
有些人他们非常的努力工作。
People who have very great achievements.
很多人他们取得了很大的成就。
People who have very special skills.
很多人他们有很特别的能力。
Now, if we can respect and be in awe of human beings like this, then how much more should we be in awe of our Heavenly Father?
当我们对我们周遭的人都有这样的崇拜的时候，我们对全能的神的崇拜该是怎么样呢？
Because after all, God is omniscient, meaning He's all-knowing.
我们知道神是全知的神。
God is omnipresent, meaning He's everywhere.
我们知道神是全在的神。
God is omnipotent, meaning He's all-powerful.
我们也知道神是全能的神。
But you see, God is more than that.
神是超过这一切的。
He's infinite in all good characteristics.
他在所有的全善 全能超过万有。
He is perfect.
他是完美。
He is without sin.
他从不犯罪。
He is holy.
他是圣洁的。
He's infinite in his love.
他的爱是无穷的。
And he is infinite in his greatness.
他的伟大是无穷的。
But because of who God is, do we fear God?
然而我们知道神是这样的话，我们对神的敬畏是不是应该的呢？
In English, fearing God may have the connotations of like being very scared of God.
在英语里边，这种敬畏神是有一种害怕的感觉。
But rather, to fear God means to respect Him or to revere Him as holy.
然而，我们知道敬畏神是要我们尊敬他，我们崇拜他。
To fear God means to be in awe of who God is and His infinite characteristics.
所以，敬畏神也表示我们知道神是什么样的，让我们在认识他的过程里边来敬拜他。
Do we fear God as Christians?
我们作为基督徒，我们敬畏什么？
You see, having the fear of God will be able to affect the way we live our lives and the way that we go about worshiping Him.
因为我们敬畏神的时候，我们的生活就会有改变，我们在对他的敬拜就不同。
Let's look into our passage and see what God has to teach us about worship.
我们看看今天的经文，看到神怎么样，圣经怎么样教导我们敬畏神。
I invite you to take your Bibles out. We're going to be reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
所以我们今天的经文是《传道书》第五章
Verses 1 to 7
第一到第七节
This was written by King Solomon
《传道书》是所罗门王写的
We're going to read it first in English and then we'll read it in Chinese
我们先用英文读然后用中文读
Verse 1 Guard your steps when you go to the house of God To draw near to listen is better than to offer the sacrifice of foolsFor they do not know that they are doing evil. Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your hearts be hasty to utter a word before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth, Therefore, let your words be few. For dreams come with much business, and a fool's voice with many words. When you vow a vow to God, do not delay paying for it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you vow. It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay. Let your mouth lead you into sin, and do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hands? For when dreams increase and words grow many, there is vanity. But God is the one you must fear.
传道书五章一到七节，你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为近听胜过愚昧人献祭，他们本不知道所做的是恶。你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言。只要敬畏神，
When we are to your steps when sacrifices.
圣殿是所罗门王建，为着民众到这里来敬拜神，来为神献祭的地方。
And the temple was a place where God had dwelt in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面记到说，神的殿是神和以色列人同在的地方。
So again, King Solomon told the worshippers to be careful to guard their steps as they come to God's house.
所以所罗门王说，你们到神的殿的时候，你们要谨慎你的脚步。
To guard your steps can mean to say watch your step or to be careful.
谨慎你的脚步就是说你要小心，你走路要谨慎。
Like when you're stepping off an airplane or a bus.
就好像你下飞机的时候，或者从公交车上下来的时候。
So worshippers, we're to be careful in what we do before they even enter the temple.
所以我们作为敬拜的人，当我们来到神的殿之前，我们就一定要小心。
When we're walking and we see the floor is very wet, usually someone put a plastic yellow sign that says, caution, wet floor.
所以我们看到很多时候我们在楼里边走，如果地是湿的话呢，有人会放一个牌子写上说小心地滑。
And on the sign you see like a triangle with an image of a stick figure that's falling down.
所以你有可能在那个牌子上看到一个红色的警示，然后还有一个小人好像摔倒的样子。
If you see the sign and you want to walk across the floor, you need to prepare yourself.
当你看到这样的一个警示牌的时候，你就会小心走过在它旁边。
You need to tell your mind to walk very slowly and to be ready to catch your balance if you were to slip.
所以你走过在旁边的时候，你大概会要非常小心，防止滑倒。
Here in chapter 5, verse 1, King Solomon is like putting up a yellow warning sign.
所罗门王就在这里放了一个警示牌。
He's telling worshippers to guard their steps, to be prepared in their hearts to fear God and to revere Him as holy.
所罗门王说，你要小心你的脚步，要准备好你的心来敬拜神。
All this before coming to the temple.
这一切都是在你进到神的殿之前。
And not heeding this caution can result that they would be spiritually slipping or spiritually falling down.
所以你要小心，不要滑倒，不要跌跤。
Let's read from the middle of verse 1.
我们再看下面，在第一节的下面一部分。
To draw near to listen is better than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they are doing evil.
因为近前听胜过献愚昧人的祭，他们本不知道所做的是恶。
Here, King Solomon had seen worshippers who had come to the temple and they spiritually fell down.
因为所罗门王看到这些敬拜的人，他们来到圣殿，但是他们跌倒了。
They sang songs of praise to God.
他们唱赞美的诗歌。
They made animal sacrifices.
他们献上献祭。
They prayed.
他们祷告。
They made vows and commitments.
他们许愿去答应神所要做什么。
But all these actions are described as the sacrifice of a fool because they were not doing it with a sincere heart.
而所有这些都被所罗门王称为愚昧人的祭，因为他们没有一个真诚的心。
They did not fear God.
他们做这些事的时候没有一个敬畏人敬畏神的心。
They did not revere him as holy.
他们没有把神当成那圣洁的神。
And in a sense, they were robbing God of all the reverence and honor that he deserves.
他们这样做是实际上是把神那应得的圣洁、应得的敬拜拿走。
So that's why God says it's better for them to listen.
所以神说，在这个时候，最好还是不要讲，而是听。
But if worshippers watch their steps and they prepare their hearts before coming to the temple, they will be reminded to fear God.
然而这些敬拜的人如果在进入神的殿之前就准备他们的心就会敬畏神。
Let's answer our question. How should we fear God in our worship?
所以这就是回答我们的问题的一个方面。我们在如何在敬拜中敬畏神。
The first way, fear God in the way we prepare for worship.
所以第一个做法就是说在我们准备我们敬拜神的时候敬畏神。
So our place of worship today is not a temple but the church.
我们如今敬拜神不是在圣殿里边，是在我们的教堂。
How do we prepare for church before or for worship before we go to church?
那我们来到教堂之前，我们是怎么样准备我们的心的呢？
Do we guard our steps before we come to church every week?
我们是不是在每个星期到教堂之前，我们会准备我们的谨慎我们的脚步呢？
I know many people, including I myself, can sleep very, very late on Saturday night.
我知道我们中间很多人，我自己在内，星期六晚上可能睡得很晚。
And then we show up to church on Sunday morning and we're very, very tired.
当我们到教会的时候，星期天我们就会觉得很累。
Is that guarding our steps before we worship God?
这是我们谨慎我们脚步的做法呢？
I know every Sunday morning, families, as they're getting ready for church, they can have arguments.
当我们星期天早晨准备来教会的时候呢，我们很多时候家庭会有一些争吵。
Parents yelling at their kids to wake up.
父母要孩子们赶快起床。
Hurry up, we're going to be late.
赶快起来，我们要走了。
And then some arguments can arise.
有很多时候有些不同的争吵。
But then we get to church and then we put on a smile and pretend everything's okay.
然后我们到了教会之后，我们就会把我们的笑脸彰显给大家看。
If we're doing that, are we guarding our steps before we come to worship God?
当我们这样做的时候，我们是不是在谨慎我们的脚步来敬畏神呢？
I know many people, they have the habit of showing up late to the worship service.
当我也知道很多人经常会敬拜的时候迟到。
You know, in the Chinese and English services start at 9:45.
所以我们英文堂、中文堂，我们的敬拜都是9:45开始。
And if you're there on time, you look around, sometimes it can be very discouraging to see that at the start of the service, not everyone is here.
很多时候我们在9:45的开始我们敬拜的时候我们发现好像没有那么多人到
But we may show up at 10 o'clock or later
很多人大概要到10点钟或者更晚的时候才会到
If we show up late, are we guarding our steps before we worship God?
当我们敬拜迟到的时候，我们是不是谨慎我们的脚步来敬畏神呢？
Many times I noticed that there would be a worship leader who's trying to get everyone's attention to start the service.
很多时候我们敬拜团队已经站在前面了，希望说大家开始敬拜。
Or in the lunchroom, there's someone who's up there trying to say a prayer.
或者我们在午餐之前，那带领谢饭祷告的弟兄姐妹已经在那边准备为带领大家祷告。
But it's hard because I notice that everyone else is still talking and they can't get the attention of people to focus on God.
然而好像很多人都在讲话，这样的话很难听到这些开始祷告、开始敬拜的声音。
Is that the way that we guard our steps before we go to worship God?
这是我们谨慎我们的脚步来敬畏神吗？
Yes, we may participate in worship.
是的，我们是要参加我们的敬拜。
We may sing all the worship songs.
我们要唱这些赞美的诗歌。
We may read the Bible.
我们要读经。
We can pray.
我们会祷告。
We can even serve.
我们甚至很在各种各样的服事上做我们的事。
But everything can just be in outward actions if our hearts are not sincere.
然而我们的心如果不真诚的话，我们所做的这一切只是外在的表现。
If our hearts are not fearing and worshiping the holy God of this universe.
如果我们的心不是在敬畏神的话，
If this is our weekly Sunday routine, then this, we're being described by King Solomon as worshippers who offer the sacrifice of the fools.
如果我们每个星期天到教会来，只是我们的一个日常，作为一个日常的活动来讲，我们就是在向所罗门王在这里讲到的献愚昧人的祭。
And that's why he tells us to guard our steps or be prepared before we come to worship God.
这就是他为什么提醒我们说，在到教堂敬拜之前，要准备好的我们的心。
So how should we guard our steps? How should we be prepared for worship?
那我们怎么样可以谨慎我们的脚步来准备来敬拜呢？
Before you worship God, have a moment to be able to focus on God and reflect on His holiness, His infinite good characteristics.
当我们开始之前，我们要集中我们有一段时间，你集中你的精力在神的身上，在思念神是什么样的一位神。
And to do that, we may need to avoid all the distractions that prevent us from focusing on how we can be in awe of God's holiness.
我们这样做要排除一切的干扰，使我们注目在神的身上。
That can mean changing your Saturday routine.
这也可能是要。你这个星期六的活动要有所改变。
That can mean turning off your phone.
也没准是说你要把你的手机关掉。
Going to sleep earlier.
或者是早一点睡觉。
And I understand that there are troubles and trials in our lives where it is unavoidable and we are very distracted.
我们也知道很多时候我们所经历很多挑战，很多的困难，这些我们是不可避免的。
But we can still worship God in the midst of our trials.
然而我们在这些困难，在这些挑战中，我们仍然可以去敬拜神。
It is an opportunity to be able to turn to trust God in the midst of those trials.
在这些挑战中敬拜神是给我们一个机会。
I encourage everyone, like before the Sunday service starts, maybe arrive a little bit earlier.
所以我希望大家在星期天敬拜的时候可以早一点到。
Sit in the pews in silence and pray before the worship service begins.
我们可以在敬拜开始之前坐在你的座位上来静默来思考 反想
And this is the posture we can take before we read the Bible in our personal Bible reading every day.
我们也可以在我们每天自己 灵修读经的时候，我们有一个固定的模式。
But notice how even though that the church is a place of worship, it is not the place of worship.
我们知道说教堂是我们敬拜的一个地方，但是敬拜的地方不只限于在教堂。
Because of what Christ did by dying on the cross, we have complete access to Him anywhere and anytime.
就因为主耶稣在十字架上为我们舍命，我们在任何的地方、任何的时间都可以和他连接。
So if we were to fear and worship God anywhere, anytime, then it means that we are to always be worshiping God.
如果我们在任何的地方、任何的时间都可以敬拜神的话，我们就要在时刻准备好敬畏神。
And if we're always to be worshiping God in every aspect of our lives, then it means that we should always be prepared to worship God.
如果我们在每个生命的每个时刻都是在敬拜神的话, 我们就要准备好我们的心来敬拜他。
And to always be prepared for worshiping God means that we are to always to fear and to revere God as holy.
如果我们时时刻刻都在敬拜神的话, 就说明我们要时时刻刻都要准备好敬畏他。
Again, our question, how should we fear God in our worship?
所以我们又回到我们的问题, 我们如何在我们敬拜中敬畏神呢?
Again, the first point, fear God in the way we prepare for worship.
所以第一点就是说, 在我们准备敬拜他的时候, 敬畏他。
As we continue on this passage, we can learn a second way for how we can be able to fear God in worship.
当我们继续在看下面经节的时候, 我们看到所罗门王提到的第二点, 如何在敬拜中敬畏神。
Read with me, starting from verse 2.
第二节,
Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your hearts be hasty to utter a word before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few.
第二节讲到说, 你在神面前不可冒失开口, 也不可心急发言, 因为神在天上, 你在地下, 所以你的言语要寡少。
See, King Solomon had witnessed worshippers who made sacrifices of the fool with empty, insincere acts, without fearing God in their hearts.
所罗门王开始就警示他的听众说, 你没有一个敬畏神的心的时候, 你所做的都是献愚昧人的计。
And one of the ways that he witnessed were people's use of their hasty words.
他所看到的一个现象就是说人们在讲话的时候, 好像不经过头脑思考。
Let's answer our question again. How should we fear God in our worship?
所以我们就再回答这个问题, 我们在敬拜中如何敬畏神?
Number two, fear God in the way that we speak to him during worship.
第二点, 就是在我们和神讲话的时候, 敬畏他。
Now, we use our words in our prayers and in our songs of worship to God.
我们在我们的祷告, 我们在我们的唱诗中敬拜神。
Now, concerning prayers, we know that there are some people in church who love to pray publicly.
我们知道在祷告的时候, 有些弟兄姐妹喜欢在公众面前祷告。
They pray with whatever words that come to mind.
他们祷告的时候, 有想到什么就会讲出来。
They can pray for a very long time.
很多时候他们会讲很长。
And even with great emotion, even to the point of crying.
很多时候他们的情绪情感带出来, 或者在流泪祷告。
Now, it's not necessarily wrong to pray like this.
我不是说这样有问题。
But sometimes when we pray, we can fall into the danger of wanting to be the center of attention.
然而我们很多时候祷告的时候, 我们会陷入这样一个陷阱, 就是说我自己成为祷告的中心。
Sometimes we pray, we serve, we act in a way where we want people to think, oh, that person is so holy.
很多时候我们祷告的时候, 我们有这样一个想法, 是让别人看我是如何的圣洁。
That person must really love God.
他们会想给别人一个印象说, 哦, 这个人真的是很爱神。
We see an act of worship like that is just sincere and empty because God is not feared.
我们看到说, 这个实际上并不是在敬拜神, 因为神, 你没有在敬畏神。
He is not revered as holy.
因为你没有把神当敬畏神当作他是圣洁的。
Now on the other hand, I know there are many of us who don't like to pray publicly.
当然我也知道我们很多弟兄姐妹不愿意在公众面前祷告。
If someone asks you to pray, you become self-conscious because you don't know the words to say.
有些时候当大家请你来祷告的时候,你就会很紧张,因为不知道会要讲什么。
You don't want to look bad in front of other people.
也不希望说在大家面前显得很尴尬。
But if this is your reason, then it's the same thing because your focus is still on yourself instead of on God.
然而如果这个是你不愿意在公众面前祷告的时候, 你同样有这样的一个现象在你身上, 是因为你的注意力是在你自己身上, 而不是在神身上。
Verse 2 has says, God is in heaven and you are on earth.
第二节他讲到说, 神在天上, 你在地下。
Again, God is above all things.
而神是超乎万有的。
He is holy, he is righteous.
他是圣洁的, 他是公义的。
And we are just little mortal beings here on earth.
我们只是在地球上生活的一个小的生物。
And we're very insignificant before him.
和神相比, 我们真的是微乎其微。
So if we really fear God, wouldn't we be careful as worshipers with the words that we say to God?
我们真的是敬畏神的话，我们在祷告的时候，我们就会非常小心我们的用词。
And this is the same thing when it comes to singing worship songs to God.
当我们唱赞美诗歌的时候，也是同样的。
When we sing worship songs, we should let the words that we sing out be true in our hearts.
我们唱赞美诗的时候，我们要唱出来的诗歌是从我们心里唱出来的。
This morning we sang the song "Open the Eyes of My Heart."
今天早晨我们唱一首诗是，求你开我心眼。
The opening line says, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you."
诗歌里边讲到说，求主开我的心眼，我要看见你。
This is a plea to God.
这是向神的呼求。
Now, if we're saying and we're singing these words before God, is it true in our heart?
当我们唱这样的诗歌的时候，我们是不是真的从心里边讲，求神开我们的眼，我们要看见你呢？
Are we really asking God that we want to see Him and want to know Him more?
我们真的是在心里边说，神啊，开我的眼，我要看见你呢。
If that's not true, then essentially we are lying with the words of the songs that we're singing too.
如果你心里不是这样想的，那我们唱这首歌的时候是在撒谎。
We also sang the song "Here I Am to Worship."
我们也唱另外一首歌，我在这里敬拜。
No, the lyrics go, "Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down." Here I am to say that you are my God.
歌词这样讲说，我在这里敬拜，屈膝向你敬拜，大声宣告你是我的神。
So when we sing this line, are we really believing in our hearts that we're declaring that God belongs to us and we are willing to surrender and bow down to him?
当我们唱这首歌的时候，我们是不是从心里边知道说，神是我们的神，我们降服在神的面前，敬拜神呢？
Now, even if we find it's a struggle to be able to sing some of these words, we can still be fearing and worshiping God.
很多时候，虽然我们在心里边可能没有办法完全的唱出这样的歌词，但是我们仍然可以敬畏神。
Because we can sing these words as a form of a prayer, asking God to help us to be in this position.
因为我们可以把这样的歌词当成我们的祷告，求神来让我们有这样的心智。
God, help me to want to see you and want to know you more.
你可以祷告说，神啊，求你帮助我，让我愿意更多的认识你。
God, help me to come to the point where I can say that I will bow down and surrender and worship you.
你可以求神来帮助你，让你认识神到一个地步，说我愿屈膝敬拜你。
If that's the case, then our words become truthful.
如果是这样的话，你所唱的就是真实的。
In verse 2,Now, King Solomon talks about not singing or praying empty words.
在第二节，所罗门说，你要不要用你那空虚的言语来祷告。
And he said to let your words be few.
所以你的言语要寡少。
So it's better to sing fewer words or to say fewer words than to say a lot of words that don't mean anything.
所以当你祷告的时候，与其说讲了很多大话空话，不如说讲的话比较少，但是是发自你内心的。
And in verse 3, King Solomon gives an analogy.
在第三节，所罗门王给我们一个比喻。
He says, "For a dream comes of much business, and a fool's voice with many words."
他说，事物多就令人做梦，言语多就显出愚昧。
So this means that just as hard work produces good sleep and dreams, a fool just produces many words.
就好像说我们工作一天很劳累的时候，我们会有很多的，会做很多梦，但是一个愚昧的人，他会讲很多的空话。
Again, instead of producing many words, it's better for us sometimes to speak fewer words that are genuine.
与其说很多讲很多的空话，不如说讲几句实在的话。
Again, our question: How should we fear God in our worship?
所以回到我们的问题，我们如何在敬拜中敬畏神呢
？The second point: Fear God in the way that we speak to Him in worship.
第二点是说，在我们与神交谈中，我们对神讲话中敬畏神。
Finally, this passage can teach us one more way that we can fear God in our worship.
最后这段经文介绍教导我们最后一点如何在敬拜中敬畏神。
Let us read from verse 4.
我们从第四节开始读。
When you vow a vow to God, do not delay paying it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you vow. It is better that you should not vow than you should vow and not pay.
第四节说，你向神许愿，偿还不可延迟，因为他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你许的愿应当偿还。第五节，你许愿不还，不如不许。
So in addition to hasty prayers and words, King Solomon also witnessed worshippers in the temple make empty vows before God.
所罗门王在也看到说很多来崇敬拜的人，他们或者是用很多空话来敬拜跟神祷告，或者是说很多发了很多誓，许了很多愿，但是没有还。
Now, a vow is essentially like a solemn promise.
你发起誓的时候是一个庄重的誓言。
And there are two sins concerning making promises.
当你起誓的时候，可能有两个出现两个问题。
We may make promises that we don't plan to deliver right away.
我们有可能起誓，但我们起这个誓的时候，没有计划说我们要马上来还这个愿。
Or we may make promises that we don't intend to keep.
或者我们在许这个愿的时候，我们就根本没有打算要还。
Let's answer our question one more time. How should we fear God in our worship?
我们再回到我们的问题，我们如何在敬拜中敬畏神？
Here's the third way. Fear God in the way that we make promises to Him.
那我们第三个方面可以做的就是在我们向神起的愿的时候，我们敬畏他。
Now when we worship God, we may make promises to God.
当我们敬畏，当我们敬拜神的时候，我们会向神许愿。
We may say, God, I will serve you more if you answer my prayer.
我们很多时候会说，神啊，如果你应许我的这个祷告的时候呢，我就会服侍你更多。
But then, once God answers our prayer, we forget about serving God more.
然而，当神允许了你的祷告的时候，我们就好像忘记我们答应神要更多服侍他的话。
During communion, we may pray and we may say that we want to repent of a certain sin that we're struggling with.
当我们领圣餐的时候，很多时候我们会向神祷告说，神啊，我要悔改这些罪。
But then later, you don't change, you don't repent.
然而在之后你就忘记了，也没有悔改。
Or after attending a retreat or a conference, you come back and you make promises to God that I will change, I will do this thing differently.
很多时候我们去参加一个退休会或者参加一个营会，在那个会上我们感觉到受激励，就是跟神其实说，神啊，我要做这个做那个，但是回来就忘记了。
And we don't keep that commitments.
然而我们回来之后所做的又是不同。
Let's read verse 6.
我们看第六节。
Let not your mouth lead you into sin, and do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hands?
第六节，不可任你的口使肉体犯罪，也不可在祭司面前说是许错了。为何使神因你的声音发怒，败坏你手所做的呢？
You see, our words can lead us to sin.
我们看到说，我们所讲的话可以带领我们带到我们犯罪。
And sometimes our words can lead to the destruction of everything that we've worked for.
很多时候我们的话是拆毁我们所做的功的导火索。
But here, King Solomon ends in verse 7 with a command.
我们看到所罗门王在第七节给我们一个结论。
For when dreams increase and words grow many, there is vanity, but God is the one you must fear.
第七节说，多梦和多言，其中多有虚幻。你只要敬畏神。
You see, the thesis of the whole book of Ecclesiastes is that life is meaningless without God.
我们看到说传道书整个贯穿的一个宗旨，它是在讲说，如果你不敬畏神的话，你的生命就是虚幻，就是虚空，没有意义的。
So without God and without fearing God, then all of our acts of worship are just meaningless and useless.
如果没有神，没有敬畏神，我们所做的一切敬拜的活动都是没有意义的。
But this is prevented when we fear and worship God.
所以这个是让我们怎么样在敬拜中敬畏神。
Let's review everything that we learned from this passage here in Ecclesiastes 5:1-7.
我们可以再看一下我们今天看到的，在传道书第五章这段讲到如何在敬拜中敬畏神。
So again, we answered the main question of how should we fear God in our worship? And he said there were three ways. So number one, fear God in the way that we prepare for worship. Number two, fear God in the way that we speak to him during worship. And number three, fear God in the way that we make promises to him.
所以我们看到说我们在敬拜中敬畏神有三个方面可以做。第一个是我们在准备敬拜的方式上敬畏神。第二个是我们在敬拜过程中用我们和神讲话的方式敬畏神。第三个是我们在做我们承诺的方式上敬畏神。
So let's fear God in everything that we do.
让我们在我们所做的一切上敬畏神。
Everything that we do is worship.
因为我们所做的一切都是在敬拜神。
And if we do anything without the fear of God, then we are just offering the sacrifice of the fools that King Solomon here warns about.
如果我们做任何事没有怀着敬畏神的心的话，就是像所罗门王说这里提到的说，献愚昧人的祭。
We can be able to respect and revere a holy God because he is all loving.
我们敬拜神、敬畏神是因为他是全爱的神。
Psalm chapter 31 verse 19 says this, Oh, how abundant is your goodness which you have stored up for those who fear you.
诗篇31章19节这样说，敬畏你、投靠你的人，你为他们所积存的恩惠是何等大呢？
So when we fear God, especially in our worship, we will experience his blessings and love.
当我们敬畏神的时候，特别是在我们敬拜中敬畏他的时候，我们就得到神给我们的祝福。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的父神，
Thank you for teaching us and reminding us through your word.
谢谢你借着你的话来教导我们。
Forgive us when we haven't been so careful as we prepare ourselves to worship you.
当我们在敬拜你的时候，我们没有，很多时候没有谨慎我们的脚步的时候，求主你原谅我们。
Help us to be reminded that you are the God of the universe who is amazing.
请你帮助我们，让我们认识到说你是那宇宙万物的主宰。
Maybe a lot of our struggles, a lot of our problems come back to forgetting about who you are.
很多时候我们可能在我们所面临的挑战，我们所面临的困境的时候，忘记了主你是那全能的神。
Father, I pray that you speak to each and every one of us here today in our families that we would worship and revere you.
父神，我们在这里就求你，让我们的每一位人、每一个家庭都知道说，主，你是那圣洁的神。
Convict us in our hearts through your Spirit about what we need to change to be able to worship you and be in awe of you.
求你的圣灵提醒我们，让我们心里就知道说，我们要做哪些的改变来敬畏你。
Maybe that means laying down our pride and humbling ourselves.
也许是让我们把我们的自我放下，让我们谦卑自己。
Father, as we are going to a time of communion, we pray that you would give us an opportunity to just pray and reflect upon our relationship with you.
父神，我们在我们接下来领圣餐的时候，求你给我们这样一个机会，让我们来反思自己。
We can fear you and begin all of you because, after all, you have sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross to pay the price for our sins.
我们敬畏你，赞美你，因为主你派遣主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪受死。
Because of what you've done, we can fear in our worship to you.
因为你所做的，我们可以在我们的敬拜中敬畏你。
And we know that when we fear you, your word promises that there will be goodness and blessings.
我们知道说，当我们敬畏你的时候，你的祝福就临到我们中间。
Father, may we put you as the number one in our lives.
求你帮助我们，让我们把你当成我们生活的唯一。
We lift up these things in Jesus Christ's precious and holy name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.